Recently, I was meeting informally with a small group of Christian believers. During our meeting, we had an open discussion about several topics. We talked about current events and social trends. The subject of conformity came up in our discussion. We discussed how there seems to be so much pressure in our world today for Christians to conform to the changing social mores. Friends, we hear a lot about how values, customs, and traditions are changing in our society. Christians often feel coerced, it seems, to accept various behaviors and lifestyles that only a few years ago were totally unacceptable. Sometimes the coercion is subtle. Sometimes the bombardment is more obvious, but it is always there. Through various forms of media, TV ads, newspaper editorials, TV talk shows, and the like, it seems that Christians are being made to think that they are prejudiced or even hateful toward a group or individuals just because they have differing views. During our discussion that day, someone in our group said something very profound, and I want to share it with you today. He said, quote, "We should be transforming ourselves into the image of Christ, not trying to change Christ into our image." I thought that this was succinct and a wonderful way to show and state what it means to be a Christian. Not only was it well stated, it was scriptural. In Romans 8:29, Paul said that Christians are to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be firstborn among many brothers and sisters. In 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18, Paul said followers of Christ are, quote, being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory. Friends, we are to submit to the will of Jesus, not vice versa. Jesus is the high standard we are to follow. Jesus is the example, and we should follow in his steps. Submitting to his will allows us to become more like him. And let us never forget, Jesus Christ is the standard, not public opinion, not what opinion polls indicate, and certainly not so-called enlightened individuals. Brethren, we don't change Jesus. We are to allow Jesus to change us. Let us pray. Father God, grant us both the wisdom and the courage to be transformed into the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.